Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel, Week 7, David Typifying Christ, the Real David, the King of the Coming Kingdom of God. Lord's Day, Related Verses, Acts 2, verses 22 through 25. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man shown by God to you to be approved by works of power and wonders and signs, which God did through him in your midst, even as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you, through the hand of lawless men, nailed to a cross and killed, whom God has raised up, having loosed the pangs of death, since it was not possible for him to be held by it. For David says regarding him, I saw the Lord continually before me, because he is on my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Acts 2 verses 29 through 36. Men, brothers, I can say to you plainly concerning the patriarch David, that he both deceased and was buried, and his tomb is among us until this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him to seat one from the fruit of his loins upon his throne, he, seeing this beforehand, spoke concerning the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he has poured out this which you both see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he himself says, The Lord said to my Lord, Sit at my right hand, until I set your enemies as a footstool for your feet. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified.